Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect.
All the band is out on the field. He's looking for the ball. We are so away from tradition, because when we be out, girl, it's full of that. Smith caught him right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks.
Let's get into it. Pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good!
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Sporting Edge with Bubba and Bubba. No Xander today. The boy's out pitching. So it'll be me solo, and that's always a fun thing because I'm always the calming influence. Anyways, hey. Well, how you enjoying the old NC2A tournament? Pretty interesting. Michigan State gets knocked off. My team to win it all. I was mad that they didn't get a one seed. I thought they were misseeded. And sure enough, they got their ass whipped. They really got it. The amazing part is they got outcoached. That you very rarely see from a Tom Izzo team is a team get totally outcoached. Late in the game, when it was still a game, you know, Middle Tennessee had an 18-point lead in this game. I think they started out 15-2, 10-0, 15-2, something like that. Okay? And at the end of the day, the game's a three-point game with 2 minutes and 41 seconds to go. And they're bombing threes. Now, why? If you're the better team, we talk about this all the time right here on the show. If you're the better team, do what you do best. Drill the ball down their throat, and they let it get away. And then they puked, and they choked all over themselves. Couldn't get the ball out. Couldn't get it in. I mean, it was amazing. They were bombing away. It was unbelievable what they were doing. And it's really a shame because they were the better team, of course. Okay? You know, amazingly, they just couldn't do the right things when it counted. And like I said, Tom Izzo, very surprised. And then, of course, you had Matt Painter from Purdue puked away a game, too. They had a 14-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the game and couldn't hold on to beat an inferior opponent. That's coaching, okay? But other than that, I mean, you know, in my opinion, the truly big upset is only the Michigan State. I mean, that obviously is a monster, especially as I had them to win it all. So that ain't very good. But, you know, I think there's more stuff to talk about the seeding and or the misseeding of. Now, I thought Michigan State should have gotten a one, but it doesn't matter. I think that they lost, so that's it. But I think some of the farther down seeds were misseeded. And I find it irritating that the pundits and the experts or so-called experts talk about upsets. Well, you know, the 10-7 game, Virginia Commonwealth, USC, Virginia Commonwealth was only a 5-point favorite, and they're the 10 seed. The seeding means nothing. The seeding is a bunch of idiots in a room, kind of like the Federal Reserve. Putting together these brackets, and how about somebody got the bracket out early? The CBS tried to go for the grand salami and get a 2-hour show out of it, and get all that advertising money, and somebody got the bracket out early, and that was the end of the show. Worst ratings ever. But I mean, you know, why do they think that there's an upset? The betting line tells you who the right seed is. Okay, now. You know, you're not seeing the gamblers decide where the seat should be. And certainly, and I'm very serious about this, is the NCAA should consult with the Las Vegas bookmakers about the seedings, because they'll tell you who the better teams are. And, you know, that's more interesting than anything else if you could get the proper seeding and the proper teams in. You know, I think some of their decision-making is too arbitrary. I'd like to see them just make a mathematical model, and that's how you get in. You win your tournament. You know, your automatic bids get in. That's nothing you can do about it. But, you know, the only seed they get right is the 16s, okay? But, you know, they could make it where it's a much better tournament. I mean, I love the tournament. Don't get me wrong. It's I haven't missed a game yet, you know. And, of course, that's the one benefit of doing what I do. I watched every game. But they could do a hell of a lot better job than they do if they would, you know, take a little bit more time and quit trying to you know, finagle around these ridiculous matchups. I mean, you know, I have no problem with Kansas as the number one overall seed. No problem whatsoever. I have no problem with North Carolina being the 2 number overall seed. I did have a problem with Oregon being a number one. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, I think that Michigan State, even though they lost, should have been a number one. I thought they were more deserving of it. But, you know, you look at what they do and you look at the teams they left out. Okay, now again, somebody's always going to be pissed off. Okay, there's always a pissed off team because, again, it's an arbitrary decision where if you just ran it, you know, by the numbers, okay, then it wouldn't be automatic. I mean, do you realize Temple got in as the lowest RPI team in the entire country? In the entire tournament, Temple's got the lowest RPI. Now, again, I don't really care. I'm not a fan. I'm not against them. But at the end of the day, why should they get in when they're probably not deserving? And there's probably others to be short. Okay, there's others to be in. I don't understand how they can, you know, they could have surpassed so many of the deserving teams to get in that they got in. I mean, it didn't make a lot of sense. Okay, and that is the problem. But I mean, again, we talk about seeding, and, you know, I mean, 11 seed was a favorite over a 6 seed. So where's the right seed there, right? And that, see, that's the problem. And that's the problem with the betting public, the investing public, as we like to say. When you're investing, you don't give a crap where they're rated, you or what their rank, what their seed is. What is that? Do you get extra points? No. Because I guarantee you, the bookmakers don't make a mistake on the price. They don't win every game, but they know who the stronger team is going to be. And that's when you're making your bracket out. That's the information you should be looking to make your brackets with. Okay. Is going by the betting favorites. Obviously it takes a little luck anyways, but you'd have had some of these lower seeds that a lot of people won't have because they run, you know, by the seeding. Which it doesn't mean anything. That's the more interesting thing that you have to realize. Okay. So, you know, next year, you won't be able to do it this year, but next year, go to the betting line first. That'll tell you where the seating should be. And we'll be back after the break. It'll be me by myself. I know. But, you know, if you ever miss a show, libertytalk.fm, we have every show on podcast waiting for you. So if you ever miss one, you know, we're now getting over 200,000 downloads a month. And certainly I'd like to have you as one of them. And we're going to really build this into the number one sports show next year, starting with football season, because we're ready to rock and roll and help you do a better job at what you do. This is The Sporting Edge with Bubba by myself. We'll be back after the break. The Sporting Edge.
You don't get my soul, do you?
Technically, no, but
I'm smarter than
welcome back to the Sporting Edge with Bubba Solo today. You know, we're talking NCAA. That is the fair, and, you know, 32 games in, and another 8 today, another 8 tomorrow. But, you know, some good games. How about Wichita State pounding Arizona? Another Pac-12 team. Stinko. But, you know, Wichita State, got to love that Van Cleet, or whatever his name is, Freddie. But, so there's another, big deal. Everybody's making a big deal out. That was a play-in game as an 11 seed. So another 11 beat another 6. No surprise. Wichita State is 2 years off being undefeated and getting a screw job against Kentucky. Okay. Kentucky being the 4 seed when they beat Texas A&M, who's a 3 seed, for the tournament champion. So, you know, it needs to be fixed. That's the story. A lot of good games, but as always, they'll run fairly true to form. There might be one hot team that'll sneak through, but overall you've got a bunch of stars, and I couldn't believe that Yale winning, not a real big surprise, right? I actually had them, and I had them advancing. They're the number 2 rebounding team in the country. So why would we think that they're not going to be able to do it? And one of the guys got asked that, and he said, well, they jumped higher. They got their hands around the ball. That's what happens. I mean, why do we find it so surprising? Again, all you do is, we talked about in the beginning, is you look at the point spread. That'll tell you what the market is, right? If you compare it to a market, that tells you what the market is. Because, again, market makers, bookmakers, they don't make mistakes. They might lose, but certainly they don't make a silly mistake like that. So, it'll be a great tournament, and I'm excited for it, and, hope that it continues. And, I've got a couple of those upset, but, of course, my main team, goodbye. I hate to lose when I get out coached. I don't mind getting beat. I hate to lose. How's that? But it'll be good. And of course, I think the other thing is that there's just too many damn tournaments. This NIT, of course, we know it's always about the money, but you get all these silly tournaments right now. All these teams are playing. Why play a regular season? Oh, it's the money. That's right. Okay. So as we switch over to baseball, and we've got opening day around the corner. Okay. I mean, we got 2 weeks from tomorrow. Is that right? 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah. 2 weeks from tomorrow. Opening day. My Cubbies. Go Cubs, go. But, you've got, just a lot of stuff, going on in baseball. And, there's obviously, you've heard the LaRoche thing, but, there's just a bunch of things in baseball. And the big talk is, what's the right way to celebrate? And, I don't know. I don't mind a guy having a big celebration in baseball if he wins a game or if it's a huge hit at a huge moment. Okay. I never mind that. Okay. Just like in football, I don't mind a guy celebrating if he scores the winning touchdown or it's a big play. But what I do hate, baseball, guy's losing 11-1, hits a bomb and throws his bat like he's a superstar. To me, that's ridiculous. Okay, same thing in football when they do the dance, when they do the dance, and they're down 47-5. I mean, it really just really a joke. But it's interesting. There's a lot going on in the baseball world, and a lot of stuff. We're getting ready to go, and we're getting close, and finally, Gallardo gets picked up, and Desmond gets picked up. And, you're going to see all kinds of stuff, getting ready to go. But what I really understand is all the injuries. I thought, I've been watching baseball for, 45 years, 50, almost 50 years. Okay. And I don't remember any of these kinds of injuries back when I was watching. Okay. I mean, you've got just a whole bunch of guys that are like in unbelievable shape, yet they get hurt all the time. Now, are they in too good a shape? We've talked about this in other sports. I mean, are we getting to the point where maybe they're working out too much? Maybe you need a little bit of fat. Maybe you need a little bit of stuff. I mean, it's really quite interesting, when you look at it. And, overall, I think that you got to look, you know, for guys, especially if you're getting involved in a fantasy league. Okay. And we're going to go through, or I'm going to go through, the top guys and why I like him, in the next segment. But don't you think that, you know, some guys are just like destined to be injured all the time and some guys aren't. And, you know, I find that, scary because, you know, I don't like to take it. I typically in any sport, I do all three. I'm a three sport star. I do all three fantasy, right? We got a different type of setup, no lineups. You just set yourself up and go. And that's it, you know, and if you got some bad injuries, you're screwed. Okay. But at the end of it, I like the league. I like the way it sets up, but you know, I don't take guys to get injured because we need guys playing. Okay. Cause if they're not playing, if they're injured, you can't score. Right. And our scoring system is a little bit different, but I don't understand where guys just keep getting injured, you know, year after year, same guys. I mean, Ryan Zimmerman from Washington, always promised, always gets hurt. And I certainly hope Giancarlo Stanton doesn't fall into that. But even though they're fluke injuries, you know, he's been hurt the last 3 years, you know, and he's unbelievable. I mean, the guy hits missiles. But and then you take a guy like, you know, Miggy. I mean, he gets hurt once in a while, but, you know, he's always out there. I mean, he plays hurt. And so you got to be careful. You know, again, it's about building the team. It's about building stuff for yourself. Okay. And that, you know, what you're looking for is, you know, where we're going to go. And of course, I think, you know, you look around the league and you've got some great pitching guys coming up and you've got some great stars. But I think you're going to see the same old stuff. You know, I think you're going to see Cleveland Indians, they just don't seem to ever get it. You know, just certain teams just don't, for whatever reason, you know, they just can't get out of the gate, whatever. You know, Cleveland keeps trying. They've got some great pitching, but they just can't get out of the gate. And, you know, Atlanta's been down for a lot of years now. And, you know, of course, they had a big run when they had the Stars. But, you know, I think that the Dodgers are going to have a rough year this year as well. You know, I think that, you know, of course, they've got Kershaw, but I think they're going to have a rough year. I don't see a lot of exciting things for them. I think they've done some damage to their system. And I think I think it all started, believe it or not, with when Puig came aboard, as exciting as he was. I think he caused a lot more problems there overall. And, you know, we'll see how they fare out this year. But I think, you know, you look at just certain teams just don't seem to ever, you know, get over the hump. You know, the Orioles forever. I don't know. I can't remember last time the Orioles were any good. Maybe it's, you know, 69 when they had the 420 game winners. Who were they? If anybody, you remember? It's a good trivia question. 420 game winners in one rotation. Jim Palmer was one of them. But, you know, overall, I mean, it's going to be a great year. Baseball is obviously it's one of the better sports because every game does mean something. And they do play just about every day. And, you know, unlike basketball that, you know, these guys, you know, play kind of when they want to now. Baseball, they're there every day, you know. And I think it's going to be an exciting season. I think my Cubbies are going to have a chance to go a long way. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. But I think that, you know, might be some, there'll always be a hot surprise, a team that'll get hot. And you know, there's been some good managerial changes. So we'll see how that works out. But what we're going to do now is we're going to step out here for a break, but we're going to come back and give our fantasy, our top 20 pitchers and our top 20 hitters, give you a view from the top. You know, if you ever miss a show, libertytalk.fm will get you there. Okay. And, you know, you can get all the podcasts, download it, listen to the show, because, you know, we're in the handicapping season. You know, we're pretty good here and we give you a lot of good information that keeps you in, just like we'll give you some, you know, starting when baseball season starts. But right now, this is the Sporting Edge with Bubba Solo today. I'm going to step out here for a break and I will be right back after the break with our fantasy future. Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Sporting Edge. I'll be right back.
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Our baseball fantasy. Now, for my money, in my type of draft, if I get the first pick, I'm not going to take it. Okay. You know, most do the snake draft, which is one through whatever and then back. And I think I've got two guys that I would take early, and that would be Mike Trout, which is my number one choice, or Paul Goldschmidt. Okay. Now, they're both good, and I think you can get them both beyond the second or third pick. So I probably would drop to five, because I'm sure most drafts will go hitting wise, will go probably Stanton, okay, who I like a lot. And if I knew he'd be healthy, it'd be hard not to take him. But again, I'm concerned, and he's not that much better of a player. And Bryce Harper. Now, he's going to go early this year, but what I don't like about Bryce Harper is already talking about him as the $400 million man. I usually like guys in a free agent year, but I can't get excited about him because they've already blown him up to be so big. I worry about that. I don't want to see him. I'm not going to be surprised if he has a good year, but I would be very hesitant to take him. In fact, I wouldn't take him. I mean, unless somehow he fell to five. Okay, if I'm drafting there, I'd be forced to take him as much as I'd hate it. I think you got to look at Josh Donaldson up there in the top. Now, I'm looking for power guys, okay? And because our league is home runs, RBIs, and pitching wins. It's all we care about. So I'm not looking for stolen bases. I'm not looking for anything. I'm looking just for guys that are power guys. I think that Chris Bryant, now I wouldn't take him early, but I'd take him, late first round. I think he's going to be in a great spot there. I think the real wild card here, and if I could get him either late in the first, if I get drafted that late or on the way back, is Yoenis Cespedes. Now, we know the guy's got a mental problem with his teammates because he can't be on any one team for more than, it seems like about a year before he has to move on. But, he's got a unique contract this year, okay? And that is he's getting, I think, $27 million for this year, $25 million for this year, and he's got an opt-out clause, so which really means he's having another free agent year. So for my money, this guy's already one of the best, and you're going into a free agent year, I'm on that, okay? And then if you look at... Is Manny Machado finally growing up into the more than just a double hitter? Big year last year. I think you want to keep your eye on Nolan Arenado out of Colorado. Big year last year. I actually had him drafted him in the third round. I think you want to stay away from, just my opinion, Joey Bats. Good player.
okay, but injured too much, and Edward Encarnacion, another guy. I think the guys to watch for breakout this year, Mookie Betts, I think could be a monster. I'll be looking to get him. And I think that losing my mind. I think that I want to look for JD Martinez again for out of Detroit. I think he has a chance to have a big year. And I think those are pretty good sleepers. And I think, you know, Mr. Steady, probably Miggy's in good shape. But again, he's starting off playing third, which doesn't make me real happy. I think you also want to keep your eye on Jose Abreu from the White Sox. Okay. And then I think I'm a non Joey Votto, non Todd Frazier guy. I think they're going to be a disappointment. I think that you're going to see some ugliness out of there. So I would stay away from those. And then if we look at the Prince, I like Fielder to come back, full year under his belt, played out every game last year, no injury problems, didn't have the power numbers, but did hit the ball. And I think a year back, he'll build himself up. And then from the pitching department, I mean, you can't go wrong with Clayton Kershaw as your number one. Again, if I get the number one pick, I drop because I don't want, I don't need the first pick. Kershaw is not that far above the others as far as wins at the end of the year. So I would rather take him, you know, take somebody else later and get a better arm on the way back. But I think Max Scherzer, you could take. Now, again, if I wouldn't take, I mean, if I was forced to take number one, I'd have to take Kershaw. He's going to have a greater ERA as always. He's going to get, you know, 30 to 35 starts. But I think that you got to look for him there. And I'd rather get, you know, Scherzer later. I was a big Madison Bumgarner fan. But he's hurt now, so it's hard for me to want to reach up and take him with an injury. You know, I think that you know, I like him, and but I wouldn't take him early. He's definitely a top five pick, but in this year's draft, in my opinion, he's not. I'm not going to take the chance. I'm going to let him work it out. I think I think Jake Arrieta from the Cubs is going to be a bust. You know, remember, he's 30 years old. He had one great year, and it was unbelievable, but he's had problems his entire career. I mean, he can't get his head in the game all the time. Now he does have, by far, the best manager ever to try to get him through this, which is Joe Maddon. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. He does it everywhere he goes. But I think he's, you know, there's no way he has the year he had last year, in my opinion. Okay. I think Chris Sale got a great shot. I do think that the Sox are putting together a little bit better team. He should be up there, but I think David Price, I think he's going to have a monster year for Boston. Okay. Nobody's really talking about, but Matt Harvey. I think Matt Harvey's going to be, I know others are talking about it, but not as much as you've seen. He's not highly ranked. In fact, he's in some places, he's ranked lower than Jacob DeGrom. Now, I like DeGrom too. I mean, I don't know how you can get wrong with almost anybody on the Mets, but I think Harvey's going to be the stud that we all thought he was. I look for Strasburg to have a big bounce back year. You know, but he's a second round guy in my eyes. I think that Felix the Cat is in my opinion, is through. Okay. I think he runs out of gas now. I just think that, you know, certain points in time, some guys run out and, you know, he was great, but he just couldn't get through it. I think you got to be real careful with Gerrit Cole. I love Gerrit Cole, but another guy that, you know, he's coming back late and he might not even make it. He's not even going to be the opening day starter, so we know they're not expecting him back for the first week. Doesn't mean he can't have a great year, but, you know, I think that could be a problem. I think Dallas Keuchel will be have another big year. I think that he's going to be terrific again, especially at home. I think Sonny Gray, you know, will have a good year this year. And if you want to, you know, kind of go down the ladders a little bit, you know, and look for some of the dark horses because most of the leagues are won with the dark horses. I think you look for Jake Garduzzi in Tampa Bay. Okay. You know, had flashes last year. I think he is good. I think you stay away from Johnny Cueto. I think, you know, a real late round pick, depending on how deep you go. You know, you could look at Graverman. Again, you get hurt with Oakland last year, got sent down. But he's a guy you could look at. I think you got to be real careful in some of these. You could look for Mike Leake. I mean, he's steady. He's going to be with a great team finally. He'd be a good late round pick. Now, a guy they continue to chalk up all the time is Kevin Gausman from Baltimore. Is this finally the year that he gets it all together? You know, I don't know. A lot of interesting stuff going on, but you know, I know a lot of the drafts are starting to kick in. So, you know, be ready. Again, make sure you check the health of your guy. Okay, because again, what we really need is not individual stats per one game, but we need guys that can be there, because you know you're going to lose a bunch of games and win a bunch of games, and it's how you perform down the stretch. You want to try to gather the edge. You know, everything about the sporting edge is how we try to gather the edge. And, you know, we have certain metrics, not saber metrics, but we have, you know, investors metrics on what we're looking for at certain points in time and how we get the best shot. And again, it does not guarantee victory. Okay. But we want to be mathematically in the best position that we can be in. And you do that by doing a little bit of your research. Okay. Don't get caught up with all the rankings, with all the flash, because remember, those are somebody else's opinion as well. Okay. And I'm not saying that people don't know more than us. I'm just saying that do a little bit of your own research. Be prepared to be successful. And especially now with the daily fantasy, I mean, you know, I play it every day, so I love it. I think it's great. And, you know, so you use a lot of these things to do that, and you can establish values. But make sure you do your due diligence, as they say. You know, you ever miss an episode, there's some due diligence for you. Go to the libertytalk.fm. You can get the Sporting Edge as well as the Bubba Show on demand every day. But for now, this is the Sporting Edge with Bubba Solo. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break, and we'll cover some of the news. This is the Sporting Edge. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you later. See you after the break. Welcome back to the Sporting Edge with Bubba Solo today. Mr. Zanderman is pitching, so guess who got to be by himself? But that's all right. I don't mind. I love it. Love being here. So, anyways, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff going on, and I think the sad news, first of all, is the Ravens cornerback, Trey Walker, bad accident on Thursday night, fighting for his life. Obviously, always sad. Mike Ditka getting fired. They didn't say fired, but Mike Ditka getting fired for saying that Obama is the worst president in history. I didn't know that you could get fired for telling the truth. I didn't realize that your opinion was so political. That's kind of irritating. I don't know what you guys think, but I mean, he's voicing his opinion. Is that not allowed anymore on TV? You know, it's a shame that you have to, you know, everybody's got to be so correct with everything. I mean, Mike Dick is, you know, he's an old steel town guy from Pittsburgh. You know, he's always said whatever he wanted, and I don't see any problem with it. If you don't agree with him, you don't have to like it, but it doesn't mean that you should fire him. I don't get that. And of course, how about Adam LaRoche from the White Sox retires because they won't let him bring his kid into the locker room anymore. He's got a son who's homeschooled, and the kid hangs out with him, and that was part of the contract when he signed it. And now they don't want somebody doesn't want the kid around. I don't know. You know. Listen, it's nice when they make so much money they don't have to worry about retirement, right? I mean, they just retired. They got so much anyways. What's the difference? And if he really needs it, he'll come back and play. And of course, finally, as we had hoped for, Peyton Manning has retired, as we know. We talked about last week. But now Indianapolis, who unceremoniously let him go, is now going to build a statue and retire his number, which they should. I mean, after all, he did build that stadium for them. So interesting stuff there. And you know, as we look around, you know, a couple of the other news stories of the week, or this has been going on for a while, but the Louisville sex scandal. Okay. Again, I don't necessarily agree with what they did, and but, you know, I know a coach that one time got fired for bringing 18-year-old kids to an R-rated movie. Okay. You know, of course, this was younger. This was a coach, but they threw him out because he took him to an R-rated movie. I mean, I think that, you know, we've become far too political with these, with sports, and, you know, that is one of the problems of the political correctness and of the internet and everything else we do. You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, sports are sports, and guys are guys and girls are girls. And, you know, I don't think all that stuff should leave the locker room. I mean, if anybody ever knew what Mickey Mantle was doing every night, he would never have been the superstar that he was, you know, as far as the fan favorite. But of course, he goes down as the greatest guy ever, even though he was, you know, doing his thing all the time, right? But, you know, hey, it's not for me to decide. And then, of course, I don't know. I don't get this. Martavius Bryant suspended again now. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't get these athletes. This is the other side of the coin. I don't get these guys. They're making so much money. Can't you keep your nose clean? And then, of course, Dak Prescott from Mississippi State. Now, here, this is a guy that's going to get drafted. He gets pulled over for a DWI. Is he out of his mind? You couldn't stay away from a beer or whatever you were drinking for a couple of months and get drafted? I mean, you know, it's amazing when you watch these guys that they just can't, they just don't get it. I mean, it's frightening to think that these guys could get in this kind of trouble so close to the big payday. I mean, think about it. They're right there looking for the big payday, and it's amazing that they can't keep their nose clean for 5 minutes. Of course, you know, it's just incredible when I watch it. And then, you know, if you look at, Jacksonville. Now, how many times have we seen the two running back system? Okay. And it never works. Okay. It never works. And you look at it, and now they bring in Ivory to go along with T.J. Yeldon, who, the, you know, up and coming young back who played great last year, just got hurt late. And now they're going to run the two-back system. I mean, didn't we just see two guys that were in a two-back system for 5 years that sucked, both sucked? They both were on their own last year, and they both had great years until D'Angelo Williams got hurt. I mean, again, I don't... I mean, I'm not the GM, but I certainly don't get it. It's really just an incredible story when you think a team that could be up and coming with a great, with Blake Bortles looking really well and playing really well, and now you want to clog it up instead of getting somebody else. And of course, that's what makes the New England Patriots, because what they go out and get, after the big free agent signings and all the big noise, they go out and get Martellus Bennett. Okay. Pretty interesting, type of a deal, right? They go out and grab probably, you know, one of the, at least in the top bunch of tight ends, and they take him away. So that's pretty interesting. And, you know, it's just all of the stuff that goes on is unfathomable in my mind. I mean, I just can't, I can't think about what some of these people do. Okay, because they get just so much ridiculous stuff, and they get paid so much money to do it. I mean, it reminds me of, you know, not having any common sense. It's just really, really interesting. And of course, there's now rumors circulating that Colin Kaepernick may be traded to the Browns, but there's always a hitch, right? And but, you know, obviously, He doesn't want to play with Chip Kelly, or Chip Kelly doesn't want him. I don't know. I don't know that story, but that to me seemed like a perfect fit. I mean, I didn't get the whole deal there of why they're in such a hurry to get rid of him. I thought that that was a pretty good fit for those guys, but apparently I'm wrong. And of course, RG3 is getting a lot of looks around the league, and he looks really good. And you know, listen, you get a whole year off, so you know, to heal, and you know, hopefully he'll put his act together. And you know, as we look around the league, you know, I mean, you know, and it's funny now because football is obviously a year-round sport. No longer is it just the fall sport. I mean, it's all year round, and of course we're talking about it. But there's a lot of things happening, and you know, there should be a lot of big changes going forward, and we'll see what happens, you know, in the future. But I don't know. I'm disappointed in ESPN for getting rid of Ditka. I don't understand the Rams either signing another defensive player when I think they need a quarterback. Last I checked, Fisher's, you know, one of the worst offensive coaches in the world. I don't get it, you know. But again, he's the one who's getting paid, you know, multi-millions dollars a year to run a subpar football team. Not me. And you know, that's the way it goes. Well, this is the Sporting Edge, and make sure that you enjoy the rest of the NC2A tournament this weekend. Really some unbelievable games, and just great stuff to see, and always a lot of fun. And if you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you every show on demand, including the Bubba Show. So make sure you check them both out. And this is the Sporting Edge. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a good Friday. We'll see you next weekend, and have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for being here at the Sporting Edge with Bubba Solo. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.